So getting up to say Kriya Shema is not an easy task, especially these months when it's now quite early. Earlier Magen Avraham is in the early 8s. Even the later Zman, 9:17 today. Not exactly the easiest thing on a Sunday morning. Now the question is, do you have to wake up your wife to say Kriya Shema or not? So for this, Shulchan Aruch writes, Nashim v'avodim peturim mikriya shema. It's a mitzvah, say shazman grom. It's a time-dependent mitzvah. Women are obviously exempt. And Mishnah Berurah points out, even midrabbanan, they're exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. So therefore, women are not chayav in kriya shema, says Shulchan Aruch. However, always the however, v'nachonu, it's correct, v'lamdom, to teach them, shikabu alein o malchus shamayim. They should at least accept God's, reign in the world is the yoke of heaven upon you, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should accept that upon themselves. Says the Ramah, V'yikaru, and therefore they should read, Wapachos Pasuk Rishon, they should read at least one Pasuk of Kriya Shema. In other words, the first Pasuk, they say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and possibly Baruch Shem as well. Mishnah Berurah says, well, what's this machokas between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah? Do they need to say it? Do they not need to say it? So not surprisingly, there's a machokas, how to understand the machokas. So one opinion is that Shulchan Aruch says women really should, they should say the entire first parsha of Kriya Shema, according to Sfardim. Ramah says, no, just one pasuk. The second version of understanding the machokas is no. Both Shulchan Aruch and Ramah agree. Ramah is just explaining to Shulchan Aruch, ideally all they really need to say is one pasuk, the first pasuk, and that is sufficient. So in other words, they're lying in bed, it's 8:50, and they need to say Kriya Shema. All they need to do, according to at least the second version, and certainly according to the Ramah, is just say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Voed, and then that's it. They're done, they checked off this box of being mekabel all Malchus Shamayim. Mishnah Berurah even points out, it's not even a chiv to do that. It's a good idea. Now the Bach, he notes, says, really it's an obligation for women to say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. It's actually obligated. They have to wake them up and make sure that they say it. But what is the basis for this Bach? So there are two explanations. Number one, we say women are chayv to say Shemon Esrei, or at least some form of tefillah. Why? It's also a time-dependent mitzvah. What's the reason? Because we say tefillah is rachmininu. You need tefillah to survive. So too, if you don't have all malchus shemayim, you don't accept upon yourself God's yoke upon you, you ain't going to last very long in the world. So therefore, women also have to do all malchus shemayim. That's reason number one to explain this Bach. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, great idea, but why do they have to get up early to say Kriya Shema to do that? In the middle of the day, all they have to do is say, I love you, Hashem, O Malchus Shamayim, I accept upon yourself your God, your reign in the world, and I understand that you run the world. That should be sufficient. So I don't get it. But it doesn't mean that they have to actually say Kriya Shema. And even if they do need to say it again, they don't need to say it during the time of Kriya Shema. Another reason why women possibly have to say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is because what's the reason why they don't have to say the rest of Kriya Shema? Because it's time dependent, right? It says b'shachbucha of kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Does the first pasuk say anything about getting up or going to sleep? Nope. Just says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's not time dependent. We happen to say it in the morning, we say it at night, but b'shachbucha of kumecha, the first paragraph, talks about night and day. So perhaps you could say women are really obligated to say the first pasuk. However, the upshot is women are really pater from saying Kriya Shema at all. Ramah says, ideally they should say the first pasuk, but that is a nice idea. Again, it's not obligatory. Comes along the Sefer Halichos Beso, which is written by, I think, Rav Shlomo Zalman, one of some from Shlomo Zalman's family, and he writes that the clear minig of Klal Yisrael is, as you all know from your mother, your sister, your wife, your daughter, is that the minig is that women say all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema, even though they don't have to. It's the minig they've accepted upon themselves, and therefore, even though they don't have to say it, they do say it. Which leaves us to the final two questions. Question number one is, do they need to say Birchos Kriya Shema? No. Do the women need to say all the brachos that are involved in Krishna. So that the Mishnah Berurah says, well, not surprisingly, there's a three-way machlokas on that. Daraisa, they're obligated. Rabbanan, they're obligated, or they're completely exempt from saying the Birchas Kriya Shema. For the most part, we say they do have to say it, because what is mentioned in the paragraph of Emes V'Yatziv, it talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Women have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim as well, and therefore, women really should say the Birchas Kriya Shema. And once they're saying Birchas Kriya Shema, and they have to say Shmon Esrei, guess what they have to do? Put the Birchas Kriya Shema right before Shmon Esrei. So it's very weird. They technically don't really need to say Kriya Shema, but they need to say one of the Birchas Kriya Shema, which mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, and they need to say Shmon Esrei. It's a pretty weird davening if they wouldn't say Shema, but therefore the minhag is women say Shema as well. But here's the final question that you've all been waiting for. So do they have to do it at 8:20 in the morning, or can they do it at 11 o'clock? So this is the big, big question. So the Avnei Derech cites a couple of poskim on this issue, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Eshul Avram, Chaim Moshe. They all say, I'll read to you what he says, they say it's fine, unless they could say, Ein Isha Chayev Sukro Bezmano. She doesn't have to say Kriya Shema in the proper time, unless she actually accepts upon herself. Why she would do this, I don't know. It'd be very frum. But unless she says, I'm going to say Kriya Shema as a Kabbalah every day in the proper Zman, she doesn't need to say it in the proper time. However, there is a caveat to this as well. She does need to say the Birchas Kriya Shema in the proper time, which is before the fourth hour. So in other words, it's kind of like a catch-22. She can't sleep till 12 o'clock and say, oh, I'm allowed to say Kriya Shema whatever time I want, because she needs to say the Birchas Kriya Shema by the end of the fourth hour, which today would have been in early tens. So she's got to say the Birchas Kriya Shema by the proper time, but she could therefore say Kriya Shema at that time as well. So basically she gets another hour, for the most part, to say Kriya Shema than we do, because she's going to anyway say part of the Birchas Kriya Shema by the end of the fourth hour. So maybe she gets a little bit longer. She can lie in bed for a little bit longer, but she can't lie in bed till 12 o'clock and then think that she's scot-free from the Birchas Kriya Shema, because at that point she botched it. So the upshot of this chabur is women are not chayv to say Kriya Shema. The minig is that they do say it. She is obligated to say, according to many, to say some of the Birchas Kriya Shema. So therefore, by de facto, she's going to end up saying Kriya Shema as well. But the Kriya Shema doesn't have to be in the proper time of Kriya Shema. It needs to be in the proper time of Birchas Kriya Shema. Shkoyach.